Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Tamini, it's Rodney here. How you doing?
I'm good. So I was calling you for Rashida Williams. What happened with her? Why wasn't she paid?
Yes, I was also calling you for her, but for a different reason. The thing is, like, on the same day that you called me, like, reporting me, hey, she's ready to work. Because remember that I came back on, like, around Thursday, Friday. I don't remember. And then I sent her literally an email on which she had to send me like the timesheet and also send her like everything, every step for her to clock in and out. And also during the call, I explained to her, you do this, you do that. I literally told her everything. Her shift lasts until Saturday. Either way, she did not clock in at all on Saturday. Something that I was pending to tell her is that she was like confused on how many hours she was going to get from the patient, but I was trying to get a hold of the patient because he didn't decide either way he was going to give her like Wednesday shift, and he ended up giving Wednesday shift to the other aide that he already had. So like by Monday she didn't pick up. By this Tuesday, the patient just returned my call because I had to call the aide on shift. And he defined, hey, this is the way that she did. She did work. And I said, okay, but she hasn't sent me any time. It was Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, again, first hour in the morning, I told her, hey, remember to send me a time sheet. If it's hard for you to fill out the form, fill out the link. I send you a link.
Yeah, she claims that she did it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, the thing is, like, on that same Wednesday, I told her, please fill it out. She said, okay, but send me the form. Okay, I sent her the form, which I already sent it on the first email. And then by literally like 30 minutes, 20 minutes before I leave here, like 4:30 p.m., she was telling me like, hey, I don't have a timesheet right now. And I said like, hey, but I sent it to you. No, you did not send me. And I said, just check the email. And I run her through and she's found the link. And I said, if it's easier for you, use the link and you use a Cognito form. It will be easier for you. And it's like, yay, but I don't have the time. I'm gonna need to be paid this Friday. And it's like, hey, normally we literally finalize payroll, everything on Wednesdays. And like, if we don't have anything, it goes straight. If it's not anything to pay, we don't pay. Either way, it's not like you're not getting paid. It's just like it's rolling over for the next
Right, that's what I
Friday.
told her. Like, you'll just get it next week.
Exactly. So the matter now is that she just called me and she's like, hey, I wasn't paid today. And I was like, you literally just sent me your timesheet yesterday, Thursday at noon. And like, there was nothing to do about that. And she ended up understanding. But now what she's claiming is that she had a TB test done and sent.
So, like I told her, since she didn't get paid at all, that's not gonna be in there. So she's gonna have to wait for next week. Like, I already just had a conversation with her, and Yona hasn't been here. So he's supposed to return today, and it's usually him and Arlita that do the reimbursements for the TBs.
Got you.
So yeah, so
So,
she'll get it all next week.
added to the actual, I mean, to the actual hours that we over, right? Okay. Yeah, that's the exact thing that she was telling. They have to do TB tests every year, right?
That is correct.
Oh, I got you. Because I see that she had like, I was just checking on the caregiver list over here. And there was something going on regarding the same exact thing for 2024. So I was like getting confused on what was going on. So, all right. So I let
And
her
then
know.
it was another one for Tania Trippett, right? I think you have her. I think it is you. So her daughter didn't get paid on the 4th. Latia, she called me this morning. Why? What happened with that? Because she
Tania
had clocked in
Trippett.
and out all week. If she had just missed the out for that Monday, so I had went ahead and I had just made the adjustment for the out. But then you had, I guess, stopped it, and so she didn't get paid for that one day.
Let me check on that to see. And you did the confirmation with the patient right there, or was it just the 14?
Yes, they
Oh.
every time they call, they always call together. They're always
Okay,
together.
so the thing is that, I mean, I did not stop it particularly. It's just that the you know when you open the visit info part, if the check mark is not unchecked, it's not going to be released for payroll. I mean, the check mark time should require. Oh, it wasn't. So
Yeah.
on
So
as
that's
I
what I'm saying.
wasn't.
I seen that you put in a little, oh shoot.
Yeah, because I mean, in the first one, like when she missed the clock out, I just requested her the timesheet and didn't mark it like timesheet requested.
But I
But
did
it.
tell her that, you know, that I would reach out to you just so you can make whatever adjustments you need to make on your end, and then she'll see it next week for sure. So she's
No
cool for the
problem.
most part.
Got it. I'll update this part over here, okay? Because like, you know, I wasn't like notified like if I ever got it or anything. Oh, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'll take a look at it next time. All
Yeah.
right. So I
And
let
that was my
Rachita
fault. I
know.
shouldn't have had touched it without, you know, letting you know. So next time I'll
Mm-hmm.
make sure that we're in communication when I do something like that again. Question, is Jose in by any chance?
Who?
Jose, is he with
Oh,
you guys
Jose.
over there?
Yeah, let me see if he's out of the phone. Okay, give me one sec.
Okay.
All right, Tamini, he's available. I'm connecting you now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.